Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about praying and how God wants us to be in communication with Him, to listen, to talk, to understand, to know His will by the power of His Spirit, by His Word, by His presence with us. And when we think about prayer, we focus the entire week on, and we had a day, Tuesday, I believe, specifically on praying with joy, but it's recognizing that the joy that God wants us to live with is, well, possible when we learn to pray. Because life isn't always what we like it to be. And life sometimes is very difficult to understand. And a joy that surpasses the circumstances of life requires that we put our faith in God, we trust Him, we communicate with Him when we're afraid, when we're worried, when we're happy, when we're in trouble. The focus of today's devotion and prayer time is praying when you're in trouble. Often the most common time for people to pray, the time we often think most of praying. Sometimes we kind of live with a when all else fails, then pray mentality. God tells us to pray at all times in all kinds of ways for all people. But sometimes we forget. And it's the troubles of life that remind us that we need help. We can't do this on our own. James 5, verse 13, says, asks the question, really, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Kind of covers the extremes of life. If we're in trouble, we should talk to God about it. If we're happy, we should talk to God about it. You know, the form of our talking to God may differ. When we're happy, we sing songs of praise. Well, in reality, that's worship. That's talking to God about the worth that we hold Him to have. It's the trouble part. When we talk to God, we sometimes talk to God as if we're His boss, especially when we're in trouble. Now, when things are going well, we don't mind worshiping Him and claiming that He's in charge and He's doing a great job with it. When we're in trouble. There are those times we know we're in trouble because, well, we did it. Other times we experience trouble in life that is the fault of someone else. We experience trouble in life that just happens because we live. Say it often. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart. He says, I have overcome the world. The trouble is temporary. Sometimes, oftentimes, it doesn't feel that way. But regardless of the source of the trouble, we want deliverance. And we want it now. I've said before that when I go to fast food places specifically, that take a little longer than people might be accustomed to. Oftentimes, the workers, if they're good at their job, and particularly because I'm a person of routine, and the places I go, I go to often enough, or not necessarily often, but enough that they know who I am. They recognize me. And they apologize for the wait. It took a minute. And they're accustomed to people grumbling if their food isn't there immediately. And generally my response when it takes a minute or two or even longer, there is a limit in my mind, I guess, but sometimes it's unavoidable. So that's okay. I kind of prefer hot food and fresh food. And that takes a little bit of time. But time is one of those things we don't think we often have. We're in a hurry. And we like to complain. And that's kind of the approach that we have in trouble, because it ought to be fixed. It ought to be fixed now. And God, where are you? And we're hesitant. Maybe even we're resistant to waiting. Isaiah tells us that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings like eagles. It's the way I memorized it. Some of the newer translations will say, those who put their hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll rise up on wings like eagles. I think it misses a little bit of the... It says the same thing. We put our hope in the Lord, then we trust Him. We wait. We do things by His timetable. But living life says that when we're in trouble, rather than complaining, we ought to pray. And when we pray, well, oftentimes we need to wait. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, I thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to overcome the troubles of this world, because those have already been overcome by Jesus. And God, today I pray that you would help each one of us to live life in such a way that we turn to you in times of trouble. Father, that we would pray. Not just a talking and complaining, but a prayer that listens and seeks to understand how you would have us to live in the midst of trouble. Sometimes you deliver us from that trouble rather quickly, and other times the trouble is helping to shape us into what you want us to be. And we walk through it, and you walk through it with us so that we can grow, that we can be strengthened, that we can be refined, sometimes so that we can be corrected. And so God, today, as we live life, as we experience the troubles of life, the troubles that we bring upon ourselves, the troubles caused by others, the troubles caused just simply because we're living life in a world that's broken. Whatever the background of the troubles, may we pray. And as we put our trust in you, may we sing songs of praise. And may our prayers be prayers of request, be prayers of petition, be prayers of thanksgiving, be prayers of joy. Because we know that you are with us. And God, as we pray in times of trouble, may we lift up Jesus as the one who is, as the one who sustains us, as the one who helps us. That as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday. I lost the day. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.